ABC News Radio.
Certainly it is our grave concern that that we still have places in remote Australia where health workers, and particularly remote area nurses, work on their own at times, particularly after hours, and that there is significant security issues associated with that, and that those issues would be managed differently in metropolitan areas, and we need to have similar work safety standards in remote Australia.
Yeah, just listening to you say that, I was going to say to you, it would seem extraordinary for some of our listeners listening right now. They would think, well, how amazing that these people are in these remote areas and they are working solo without any protection. Why is there such a double standard there?
Look, I think that it's really up to workforce issues. It's about the fact that we potentially have funding challenges in being able to create systems that have enough workforce on the ground, but also we still have significant workforce shortages in many remote places in Australia.
Because what, of course, happens if there's a call out after hours in the middle of the night? That must be very difficult for that worker who is on their own in a community.
And many of our remote communities, the health services are provided primarily by remote area nurses, and the doctors are servicing a much broader area and are a long distance from the nurses that are on the ground providing care for our patients.
So what needs to be done? You raised the issue of needing more than one nurse, for example, responding after hours. What other solutions do you see to these issues?
So there's opportunity, I think, obviously, for us to think about the structure of the workplace and how we engage others, either other health professionals or perhaps layperson people, security people, administrative people, in having a double teaming at night, so that there's safety in having a number of people involved in providing a response to care. But there's also, Minister Nash brought up in the meeting, the opportunity for us to be thinking about technology and how we can use some of the new technologies available to ensure that the security of people is increased when they're providing these services.
That's interesting. Can you give me an example of how that might work?
Sure. So you can imagine that we can provide, firstly, just the possibility of making sure that we know where our health workers are at any one time. We can do that through tracking devices in cars. We can do that through having, online or telephone system where we're ensuring that people know where we are, and we can use telehealth services potentially to actually participate in the liaison with people and the provision of health services in rural and remote areas.
I imagine this is a difficult balancing act for the people involved because, having reported myself in remote areas, I know that many of these people who work in these remote communities are close to the community. They want to be accessible. They're part of the community. But then, of course, they have to balance that with the safety issue as well.
Absolutely. And one of the things that was quite an important message that came from the people that attended the Rural Stakeholder Roundtable today was that we need to balance the support we provide for professionals who are building a culture of trust with their communities and with the patients that they serve, with ensuring that we've got policy frameworks and human resource and infrastructure supports that ensure their security. Because what we don't want to do is to engender a culture of fear with the very people that we're hoping to serve in these rural and remote communities.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.